Okay, lovely. Can we please have a move at Councillor Harrington to open the doors and Councillor Boyd to second it? Okay, I'll put that motion. The door is now open. Please raise your hands, and that's approved unanimously. Okay, that door's open. Do I need to provide the motion?
If you just wish to declare what the motion was behind closed
doors. So the motion behind closed doors was to declare Puderman Advanced Energy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Advanced Energy as to be awarded the contract for RFT 03-2025 and for the CEO to instruct and arrange the letter of acceptance as well as provide the other respondents the advice of the outcome. Thank you. Moving forward, we're now up to 13.7, okay, which is the monthly financial reporting for February. Can I, that's on page 352, can I please have a mover for the financial reporting? Councillor Cutter, thank you kindly. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor Cutter.
I have already said what I would like to say about this piece. Thank you, great report.
Which was the variation to the Miriaki item, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes, and the divestment as well that's now been put in place.
Okay. Councillor Wilson?
I'll make no further comment, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak against this item? No? Okay, therefore I ask you to look at page 357. Anyone for the motion, please raise your hand, and that's approved unanimously. Lovely. Now, moving back...
13.5.
Sorry. I thank you. I made an error. I jumped over 13.5. I went off my run sheet, not my change sheet. Thank you. So we're moving on to 13.5, which is the report to the Wagga Electoral, which is on page 341. Can I have a mover, please, for the current motion? 13.5. Thank you, Councillor Maywood. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor Maywood?
No further comments from me. I was happy to discuss it at the recent concept forum.
Yeah, correct. Councillor Wilson?
Yeah, no further comment. The report speaks for itself. Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak against it? Councillor Conson, thank you.
Yes, look, I am against it as it stands because personally I do support compulsory voting. I think that's essential if we really want to have a fair electoral system. There should be support for that. Given that one of the great strengths of the Australian electoral system is that we do have compulsory voting, so we generally get the fair outcome of what the people really want. And all we have to do is look overseas and see results of elections that have taken place in numerous countries. And, you know, often you only get 60% of the vote or often very less than that. And hence you can get a lopsided result where a whole lot of people that support one particular thing come out and vote. And even though the majority may not support that. Now, in council elections, it's even worse because the reality is it's pretty rare for us to get 30% turnout at a council vote. And to me, to say that that really represents what the people think, you know, you can't really make that assumption. So if we do value the importance of local government, I think we do need to try and get people to be aware of it. If they have to vote, then they will take more of an interest in council and we're more likely to get a fair result. And what often happens in councils, and it can happen at any council, including us, is you get single issues. Sometimes a whole lot of people get you know, a whole lot of steam about a particular issue. So all of the supporters of this issue come up and vote, whereas the rest of the people don't bother, and suddenly you can get, a lopsided council as a result that really just stands for one thing. So for me, if we want a fair system, we really, I think, compulsory voting is essential. So I would propose to change, to move an amendment, and to change that so that to delete the section regarding supporting the current system, to putting in an addition that the East Fremantle Council supports compulsory voting.
Okay, so you're foreshadowing that motion. Thank you. Does anyone else want to speak for? Councillor Hamilton? Okay, that's okay. Does anyone want to speak for, before we go there? Does anyone want to speak for the what's being put at the moment? Councillor Maywood?
Sorry, this might be more of a question. My understanding was during the discussion at the Concept Forum, we had considered compulsory voting, but on the balance of having a spill every 4 years versus every 2 years, the administrative burden associated with having compulsory voting every 2 years and the financial implications to the town had made it, I guess, a more favourable position to retain that 2 years and then have the compulsory voting. I don't know if that's for... Or, yeah.
Thank you. Councillor, would you like to raise your amendment? So, do we know what that is?
Okay, I think it was fairly straightforward. I'm just trying to look at the original motion that we've got here.
For.
Attachment
one. So you're looking at question which file the council supports continuation. Okay.
Yeah, just to change that. Council supports a continuation of voluntary voting. Would we just change that to council supports the introduction of compulsory voting?
We'll do. And a seconder for that, Councillor Harrington, thank you. You had a question before I put that?
Yeah, I suppose to the extent that there was essentially a vote held at the Concept Forum.
No, there wasn't a vote held.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah, there was a discussion about this.
There was a discussion about it. Okay.
So the vote will occur now.
No, I appreciate that, but a very specific position has been put forward, so therefore any variation on that, because I guess I echo Councillor Collison's concerns around participation, but for me that might therefore take every 4 years cycle rather than the 2 year cycle.
We need to debate this, so let's put this. So we have before us an amendment that we need to vote on if it gets put through or not. Okay, for everyone. So the amendment is to change question six, if for those that have it in front of them, to read. Thank you, CEO.
If I may, we would have to change councils 5 and 6 to reflect that if the frequency of elections have changed every 4 years, would your local government support compulsory or voluntary voting? At the moment, it's voluntary. We'd have to say it would continue to support compulsory voting. So both 5 and 6 would need to align, just to note that. And just in terms of procedurally, as an amendment motion has been put, we would then have to debate that.
Correct.
Rather than just putting it, it's just, going through the process that Councillor Collinson and Councillor, who seconded?
Harrington.
Would then
talk to
debate
it.
And then we can talk to it. Yeah, and if it's carried, that's when it changes it. If it doesn't, then we revert back to what's on the paper.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so we're modifying question 5 and 6, which is, that's what, you're happy with that, Councillor Collinson?
I'm comfortable with that, yes, and, well picked up.
And Councillor Harrington, yes? Okay, so right now we're voting to accept that as an amendment to make those changes. Are all councillors clear? What were we voting for? Yep. So everyone, and the amendment is to everyone to adopt councillors, councillor.
Yes, he needs to speak.
Oh, yes, okay, yep, thank you.
Oh, look, the only thing I want to add is, to me, it doesn't make a lot of difference I mean, I personally support the current system of every 2 years, and I don't think whether it's compulsory or voluntary really should affect that aspect of it. So I know that was raised up that there might be a little bit more cost if we've got more often elections, and yes, there may be a bit more cost. And the reality is when we introduce postal voting, that added to the cost. It was a lot cheaper to do it in-house. But we still thought having postal voting gives us a better outcome. So ultimately, it's about the outcome. And in terms of our total budget, the cost of running the election is not huge. And I think the advantages of having a more fairer democratic outcome far outweigh any extra costs which may arise from that.
Councillor Hamilton? Nothing further? Does anyone want to speak against the motion? Someone speak for us? Okay. I will speak against the motion. I think compulsory voting, I think these two issues, really, in particular in regards to this bill and the compulsory voting, they do work hand in hand, and unfortunately they do counterbalance each other. I understand the principles in which Councillor Constance is trying to outline. I'm also trying to understand what the state government's also trying to achieve in making this. In making this, I guess, change to the sector. I think local government should remain local. It should remain that people have choices, and I think that includes if they decide to want to vote or not. While I haven't really prepared a thorough point on this, I think the status quo is what I'm looking at maintaining in regards to the sector. The sector has, the local government sector, through the current voting regime with the spill and the compulsory, non-compulsory scenario, has served us well over the last 100 plus years that we've all been around, except for maybe some other motions where it wasn't. But I note that it has worked well, and I think I would support it being a non-compulsory vote. So thank you. Anyone else want to speak for or against? No. Therefore, Councillor Constance, do you want to close? He doesn't get right of close. Therefore, I put the amendment forward for council to change the wording to, rather than continuation for voluntary, to support a
introduction of compulsory voting.
The introduction of compulsory voting. Okay, so this is so if you're voting for, you're voting for the compulsory voting. As well as points 5 and 6, thank you. So everyone for the amendment, please raise your hand. And that's 4, okay. So everyone against? Councillor Cutter didn't vote. Councillor Cutter? So you're voting... So I'm going to read this again. Everyone for the amendment, please raise your hand. Okay, that's 5. We'll just give... have you got them all down? Do you need to note them?
Yeah.
Okay. And everyone against? There's 2. Okay, so that amendment has been carried. Okay. Thank you.
So now we revert back.
Yes.
Close it with that amendment.
We do. So, and Councillor Wilson, I think...
Councillor Maywood.
Councillor Maywood moved it. Councillor Maywood, would you like to...
So now it's the...
It's the amended motion.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
No further comments. Happy that the amendment was passed on the majority of council. No further comments.
Lovely. Therefore, I put the substantive motion. Okay, with the amendments, please raise your hand if you accept the motion. And that's been adopted unanimously. Thank you. Whew. Deep breath. Okay, moving forward. Okay, we're at 14.1. That's correct. Okay. So with 14.1, I also now move a procedure motion to pursuant to 5.23-2 in regards to lead receiving consideration of a legal advice. I'd like to move to close the doors again. Please, can I have a signal, please? Councillor Maywood, thank you. And I put that motion to close doors for everyone. Thank you. That's approved unanimously.
You're recording.